This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director with the Family Violence Coalition of Yancey County.
This time of year, Samantha, is a time when a lot of stress happens, and we start seeing more calls come into our center. We see more clients coming into our shelter, and the holiday stress is an issue we all have to deal with.
We do, and that's typical for domestic violence programs to see our numbers go up during the holiday season. And there's many reasons for that stress. There's financial, because more pressure is put on us, you know, to buy things. And as we talked in last week's show, most of our clients have no money.
That's right. And this time of year, between now and Christmas, and particularly after Thanksgiving, that's when stores really put on the pressure for people to buy things and Christmas gifts, and so you feel obligated almost to go in debt to, so that can create a type of a stress for
us. Yeah, stress and guilt because you want to do and you can't, and families before they get to the shelter, they might be arguing over finances or credit cards and that kind of thing.
And of course, when stress goes up, violence goes up if that's part of your family issue. There are some emotional issues, too. We start thinking about loved ones that no longer with us.
That and different triggers from the past about, you know, we're expected to be happy during this time period, and we're not. And so sometimes just the fact that the holidays are rolling around creates some emotional stress.
Right. And we're going to start getting together with family at Thanksgiving and at Christmas, and we're in tight quarters and lots of people around, and so there are going to be some stresses there, aren't there?
Yeah, people trying to tell us what to do, and as you pointed out this morning when we were talking about this show, there might be family members who want you to stay in your dysfunctional, domestically violent household, and might be putting some pressure on you there, or there might be some stress brought back from the past. An abuser, it might be somebody who sexually assaulted you from the past.
That's right.
Who pops back in, and that could set off not only the possibly a woman in the family, but the abusive spouse, male spouse, you know, might have someone from his past that revisits. So all kinds of triggers.
And drinking and is part of some family get-togethers, and drinking and drugs can heighten the tensions and stresses.
Exactly. And bring out. Anger that maybe would not necessarily have come out otherwise.
So there are all kinds of stressors, and you know there are healthy ways to deal that with that and unhealthy ways. And I know one of the ways that we try to encourage people is to call and talk with someone. They can call and talk with us if they'd like to.
They can call our crisis line also. And another thing that I've thought about, too, is we're expected to be so many places at once.
That's right.
You know, we have work and school and home stress, and more activities are going on with church or, you know, parties and that type of thing. And so we do need to learn how to say no.
Right. Part of it is managing your time and managing your stresses, and sometimes you just have to say no in these situations.
Yeah.
I can't do this, or we can't go there because we just don't have the time or the money to deal with this.
And realizing how to simplify in celebrating Christmas, you know, and not going into a ton of debt. Sometimes if you just make up your mind, I'm not going to put $1,000 on the credit card, you know,
right,
we're going to limit it to just a certain amount and try to do simple things with your family.
And our kids can be put some of that stress on us, too. They want the finest in tennis shoes. And
yep. I got hit up for an $89 pair of shoes from a 12-year-old, and I said no. And so I'm trying to figure out ways that we can have a fun, safe Christmas but not spend a ton of money.
Okay. So let's give people some phone numbers if they want to give us a call. We're available in Mitchell County 24 hours a day. You can call us and chat with someone. Our number in Mitchell County is 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, for a crisis, call 682-0056. For business-related calls, 682-5655 or 678-3436.
That's a lot of numbers, but hopefully people will take advantage of our services if they need help. So I want to thank everybody for listening, and join us next week. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.